It's day 4 of October 13, and today's topic is collections. What collections of music do we have in various formats or media? Do we collect memorabilia, etc.? T-shirts? Well, no, I don't. Mainly my musical taste is classical, but I have some modest collections of rock and poppy music, mostly compilations from the 50s, 60s and 70s. If you want to go more modern, I certainly have a collection of Enigma. I have that on CD and I also have it on MP3. I have everything Enigma has ever put out, to my knowledge. Of course, there may be some obscure tracks that were put out that I've missed, but regarding his albums, I certainly have everything there, and I do love Enigma. But I thought that my classical collections, if you will, was bigger, more important, more intense, and obviously a great piano lover and a modest, very modest piano player. At least I used to be. But my love is still for piano, so I have masses of stuff on vinyl from Mozart, and Beethoven, Chopin, etc. And I could have played some of that. Not just piano stuff, but piano, quartets, quintets, sonatas on their own, sonatas with violin. But I wanted to play today something that came to my mind about 2 years ago, maybe even less now, and that was a composer between the Romantic and the Modern phases, if you like, in classical music, and hence he was kind of missed out. He wasn't the only one, but he was one of the ones who missed out, and I found his music to be absolutely amazing, on a par with Mozart, I think. And his name is Johann Nepomuk Hummel, and I started to collect some of his vinyl last year, and the dearest vinyl record I have of him playing is it's on the Turnabout label, and it's Piano Concerto in B minor, opus 89, and Piano Concerto D major, opus 17. Martin Gollan on the first one, and Alfred Brendel, who is probably my all-time favourite pianist, playing the second piece. And that cost me a whole £35 plus P&P to buy, because it was declared as minted, and it was absolutely beautiful. It still is absolutely beautiful. So although I do have collections of those other composers, it's this, I'd like to say, a modern collection. It's not a modern collection, it's modern only in time, but it's certainly, to me, a new collection of classical music. It's not just piano music. He did everything. His choir music is phenomenal. And I have one record. I think it's about a 15 piece. I don't know what you call it. It's not a quintet, but it's chamber music. And it's absolutely stunning. So, what you're hearing in the background is just a piece from Johann Nepomuk Hummel. And what I'd like to play is his Piano Concerto. At least part of it. I can't play it all, but I do hope you enjoy it. It's wonderful stuff. Give it time. It takes a few minutes to warm up, but once you get there, I'm sure you'll love it. So, collection-wise, that is what I have. Obviously, I don't collect, as I said before, memorabilia, T-shirts, or any kind of things like that. Signatures, well, they're all dead, aren't they? So there you go. Apart from Enigma on CD, this is classical for me. It's the biggest collection I've ever got, and on vinyl, tops everything else. The CDs sit forlorn at the bottom of this desk, occasionally to be dug out, whereas the vinyl, well, that's the real music.